The bracha brichas haTorah we make every morning, you don't find such a loshon anywhere in Shulchan Aruch, to the best of my knowledge. Tzorech, a bracha sheTzorech leZoevot miOid. One has to be very careful when one says this bracha, very careful to say this bracha, and when one says it, to think about what one is saying. And the reason why the Mechaber says that is because the Gemara in the Dorim tells us to Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Amo Avda Aretz, what was the reason there is Yisrael is, as it is today, B'chorbono. And the Gemara there says, if you look at the Pesukim, they asked the Chachamim, they asked the Nevi'im, and nobody was able to explain why such a calamity befell the Am Yisrael, until Rabbi Yishalayim himself said, the reason why is the Pasuk says, Al Azvam Esterosi, says the Rabbi Yishalayim, and the Amoraim explained that, Shlebirchu Batera Tchila. They didn't say, literally translated, they didn't say the Bracha Rishayna before one learns Torah. I thought maybe I'd say something about Birkas HaTorah, since today is Shivasa B'Tammuz, and it's the beginning of the 3 weeks of Puranas, when we remember, more than any other time of the year, the fact that there is a Churban that is of the Haaretz. Let me start off with a short Dvar Halacha. We say every morning two or three brachas, depends if we consider Harav Noah as being a bracha on its own, or whether it's just the siyum of the bracha Rishayna, of the bracha of Lasek with the Reseira. If it's an independent bracha, the three brachas. If it's not, there are two brachas. The bracha of Lasek with the Reseira, and there's the bracha of Asher Bochabonu. It's an unusual thing to have two brachas regarding one mitzvah. You may have sometimes two brachas regarding one mitzvah, where you're talking about something where you have physical hano, say, Maitzi Lechem in Oretz, Al Achilas Matzah. You're talking on the one hand of an ordinary Birkas Hanenim, and then a Birkas HaMitzvah, Al Achilas Matzah. But here there's no physical hanor, and yet there are two brachas that we make. And then there's another kasha, which Yossi brings down for the Rajbo. You know, we were oil of the Torah, this morning we were oil of the Torah. So whoever has an aliyah, there's a bracha rishayna, and there's a bracha achrayna. Just as we have when we eat something. Brikas Hanenim is a bracha rishayna, and then having eaten, if we eat in the Shia, then we have to make a bracha achrayna. And we do the same thing when we have an aliyah. Why is it that when the Yochid makes his Birkas HaTorah, says Birkas HaTorah in the morning, it's just, so it appears, to be a bracha rishayna, and there's no bracha achrayna? The Levush gives a very interesting teretz. He says one kasha answers the other. The Emes says that we make a bracha rishayna and a bracha achrayna on the Torah that we learn. The bracha rishayna is the bracha asher bochabon. The bracha achrayna is the bracha asher kishon mitzvaysav lasek bedivrei seira. We mean it's a bracha achrayna, it's the first bracha that we make in the morning. So he says, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is v'agisa bo yom v'layla, which means, as much as you possibly can, you should be learning by day and by night. When does that mitzvah finish at night? It doesn't finish. It finishes, basically, when you're finished. You fall asleep. But till that very last moment, as long as you're awake, you have a mitzvah of Limud Torah. And if that's so, you can't make a bracha achrona. And the time you're ready, you can't anymore. You're asleep. So that bracha achrona we make in the morning. So the Rav Hush was asked, how does that work? If you talk about food, you make a bracha rishona, you eat, so you made a mitzi, and then having finished your suda, you don't bench. And a few hours later, you get round to wanting to bench. It's too late. Once nisachel hamozin, once you basically digested whatever food you've eaten, it's too late to make a bracha achrona on what you've eaten. So the same thing would be true if you've slept, shenas kva, slept properly through the night. You want to make a bracha achrona on the Torah you learnt yesterday? It's too late. So as Lavush, there's no comparison. When you eat and you've digested your food, you've basically said goodbye to the food. When you learn Torah, you don't mind learning Torah. You did something today. At night you go to sleep. Is it true to say the next morning you've forgotten everything you did yesterday? Hopefully not. And certainly true with the Limud Torah, whatever you learned yesterday, hopefully one hasn't forgotten what one has learned yesterday. Which means one still has a shaychus, one still has a kesher with that Torah we learned yesterday. And if that is so, of course you can make a bracha achrona on that Torah, because that Torah still exists, it's still there. You still have some relationship with that Torah. Is the Rush says, he asks the Kashi, says, but even so, the nusach of the bracha sheh kilishonim mitzvos tilona lasek with every sora, it's mashma lahabo. It's the sort of bracha you would make lahabo. It would be preferable to take the first bracha in the morning, which would be a bracha chayna, which would be asher bracha bonu. That's parov. It's possible it goes on what we've learnt already. Why is it that the first bracha, which he says is a bracha achrona on yesterday's learning, is asher kishlam mitzvos tivon lasek with every sora? She says Chazal didn't want to make that was a low plug. Since when we have an aliyah, betziva, the first bracha is asher bracha bonu, so they kept it as such also for the birkas hayochad he makes every day, and therefore the bracha is shining or making the Torah you're going to learn today is asher bracha bonu. I was thinking that maybe it's not so difficult what he asks, because when you learn something, presumably you want to retain that knowledge. Hadron alach v'hadron chalon. We need to do chazorah. Ismaila, the fact that the bracha v'lasek v'seirah is basically in a nusach which looks like a bracha l'habo doesn't negate the fact that it's a bracha achrona. It's a bracha achrona what we've learned, but it's the nusach is l'habo because we haven't finished with that. It's not a bracha achrona and that we've that's the end of it. On the contrary, that Torah we learned yesterday, we want to carry on. And remember, Mr. Lush himself says that, and if one takes on that the bracha of Harivna is a continuation of Lasek Torah, he says it's more mistaber to say that this bracha of Harivna is talking about not the Torah we're going to learn, but the Torah we learned already. Rabbi shall make it sweet, make it pleasant in our mouth, that which we already have in our mouth, that which we've already learned. We should remember it, and it should be something that we're constantly aware of. Is that the Chiddush of Lavush? That Ba'amas, those two brachas we make every morning, are a bracha achrona, and then a bracha rishayna.
Well, they're different than rishaynas, both brachas. So why can they not be both be brachas rishayna?
When do you have a bracha rishayna and a bracha achrona having the same nusach? When do you have a bracha rishayna and a bracha achrona having the same nusach? The bracha lasek. That's right. The bracha lasek v'divrei Torah is a bracha achrona of the Torah you learned yesterday, and the bracha asher bracha bonu is the bracha rishayna on the Torah that Bezrat Hashem you're going to learn today. That's what the Lavush says. There is another chiddush, a massive chiddush in Birkas HaTorah, that I saw from the Eretz Tzvi That's the from as Chayin Lefracha, Shem Yom Kondoma. He was the Rosh Shiva of Chachmei Lublin after Rav Meir Shapira. And he says, he wrote this in his Chidushim on Bechairis. I don't think we have them, so I don't know the actual makar of what he's saying. But he says it as another poshet. He says the Bracha Asher Bachabonu, not Birkas HaTorah. It's talking about Torah. And Torah is all-inclusive. That means Torah means anything has to do with Torah. Torah means the Tariag Mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs that are included in Torah are included in that bracha. And he says, although we are normally accustomed to think, I mean, there are two Birkas HaTorah. V'chalto v'savoto v'irachto. That's Birkas HaMozen. If you've eaten Kadei Sviya, then the bracha achroina that you make is a chiyuv min haTorah, or veirachto. And the other bracha, which is most before she says done, is min haTorah, is birkas haTorah. Kishem Hashem ekra havo gadol alakenu. Then from there there's a mitzvah to make a bracha ala Torah. But he says that bracha, we know that birkas haMitzvahs, normal birkas haMitzvahs, the exception of birkas haMozen, let's say simply birkas haTorah. Those brachas and drabonot. That's a Gemara in brachas, where the Gemara tells us that somebody is a cheresh hamadaber the ein shemeya, a cheresh who is capable of speaking, but he can't hear even what he himself says. So Rabbi Yossi says, l'chila, this person shouldn't take truma. Why shouldn't he take truma? Because he won't be able to hear the bracha that he has to say. And l'chadchil, it's not right to make a bracha that you won't be able yourself to hear. Says, well, but nevertheless, if he did do so, he's yotzer. So the Gemara says, al truma mishum bracha hi, u bracha drabonon, v'loi bebracha talia milsa. Hafroshas truma is a mitzvah. Bracha is a mitzvah's drabonon, that whenever you do a mitzvah, I do a mitzvah in our Torah, the Chachamim said, you should make a bracha. So making the bracha on the afroshes truma, that in itself is a mitzvah drabonon. So he didn't hear what he said. Even if he wouldn't have made the bracha lamaisa, he would have been yotzer with his mitzvah afroshes truma. Is an osha of the Gemara is, bracha drabonon v'lo bebracha talia milsa. There's a Tosas HaRosh here. But Tosafot Rosh says the mashmos of the Gemara is that if the bracha, Birkas HaMitzvah, would be deraisa, then talia milsa, then we would say that miakev in the mitzvah of afroshes truma. It means lu yitzuya, that the bracha, according to Rabbi Yossi, if Birkas HaMitzvah, the bracha you make on afroshes truma, if that would be, the bracha would be deraisa, then if you won't be able to hear what you can say, then you won't be yotze in the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara is telling you, since the bracha you make of Rosh Hashanah is only a mitzvah midrabbanon, so the fact he doesn't hear doesn't matter, because he's done the actual maisa of Rosh Hashanah. But if the bracha itself would be deraisa, then Tzrachi wouldn't be Yotze, mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. Those says the Tosafot HaRosh here, and Bracha Stavtav Tesvav and Medalef. So, Reform of Zechayin of Bracha said, the Daitai, Birkas HaTorah, is a Bracha al Kol HaTorah Kula. That means it's not just on Limud HaTorah. Birkas HaTorah is Kulal all the mitzvahs of the Torah. And he says, Lu Yitzuya, we wouldn't have this Birkas HaTorah, then the brachas that we make on the mitzvahs would each one have to be a chiyuv min haTorah. But since we make this bracha of Asher Bachabonu, therefore all the brachas that we make on the individual mitzvahs are only midrabonu. Because a chiyuv midaraisa will already be yotze with this bracha of Asher Bachabonu. And more than that, since there are mitzvahs which we don't make brachas on, kibud avayim, because chaylim, milas chesed, and the Rishonim give reasons why we don't make brachas on those mitzvahs. says it's the odds are that Chazal were not masakin brachas. They were not masakin to make brachas on these mitzvahs for whatever reason. But avada, you need a bracha, and that bracha is the Birkas HaTorah. By other mitzvahs, Chazal were masakin on top of the Birkas HaTorah. Each individual mitzvah, you make an individual bracha. But there's a bracha, Birkas HaTorah, which that is called kol mitzvahs, kol HaTorah kula. And therefore, if you're doing kibud avayim and doing bikkur cholim, and you haven't said Birkas HaTorah, there's something missing, something very basic missing. Because every mitzvah, every part of the Torah requires a bracha. The Torah requires you to make a bracha. And what is that bracha? That's the bracha of Hashem B'chabonu. That's the Birkas HaTorah that we make. And if one learns like that, one can understand perhaps why this bracha of Birkas HaTorah is so important. Because the way we're learning now, Birkas HaTorah, that bracha Hashem B'chabonu, is a bracha on all the mitzvahs a person is going to do the whole day. It's not just a bracha on Limud HaTorah. It's a min HaTorah, a bracha which is b'mez kal on every ma'aseh mitzvah that one does. And Amar of the Haaretz would make a lot, you know, make a lot more, on that basis, would make a lot of sense. I don't know if I heard this, if I saw it. This is a say halacha pi derech drush. There is a halacha in Siman Reish Dalad in Aruch Chaim, where the din is, you're supposed to make a bracha rishena, or whatever you eat, or whatever you drink. And the Mechaber says that when it comes to drinking water, Hashoyse mayim litzmoi mavarach shahakol, or la'achra b'ayin l'foshes rabbis. Avim mechonkase umtza, v'shasa mayim, l'havar umtza, eyle mavarach l'fonav v'ayin l'achra. When you make a bircha shahakol, when you drink water, water is tasteless. When you're thirsty. If you're thirsty, that's when then you make a bracha. If you need to take a pill, and you really have no interest whatsoever in drinking water, then you don't make a bracha. The Poskim say, before a tarnis, if somebody fills himself up with water, so to speak, he's not interested in drinking at all. He's not thirsty at all. He's just drinking in order that when the tarnis comes, it should be easier for him. You don't make a bracha. Because you have no hanor from it. Is Chazal say, Hashoyse mayim litzmo'i, if you're thirsty, that's when you make a birkas hanen, and that's when you make a shakel on drinking water. And the Shaya Novi says, "How called some lechul amayim? Ein mayim ela Torah." If you're learning Torah, you've got to make a bracha. When do you make a bracha? When you're tsomi, when you're thirsty. If you're going to learn Torah, you need to learn Torah because your father learned Torah, your zayin learned Torah, and it's rich, and you have to, and it's hard, and it's you really haven't got much faith. What do? You're a good Jew, and you learn Torah. That's not good enough. The halacha is Hashem Samaim Litzmoi. Then Chazal Musakin, you make a bracha. If it's tasteless, you get nothing out of it. You're doing it, it's a rote. Then that's Hamor of the Oritz. They weren't learning Torah Litzmoi. It wasn't something that meant to them. It wasn't something they. They weren't thirsty. Torah, you have to learn the cheshek. You have to be thirsty. And you have to make yourself thirsty sometimes. And remember, Saninian, each individual finds something in Torah which really interests him and excites him. Because that's when he's really being Makai in the midst of Limud Torah properly. Just sitting in a shir and not understanding what's going on. Don't say it's not a schus. There's a schus. There's a lot of schar. But the Rosh wants more than that. He wants a person to really live Torah. That's Hashem Samaim Mitzmoi. The bracha Rishayna you make on Torah, you make when you really feel this is Torah which you're involved with. But let me say over, which I suppose is the emes, say over a Bach. The Bach in Siman Mem Zayin. And the Baf says, it's a little bit difficult to translate, but basically he says, what does Chazal mean? Well, Chazal said that Amar of the Oretz, that because they want Berachah Torah Tchila, I have a bigger tool. So he says the following. It's a terrible oynish, if we talk about Avda Oretz, for not making a bracha. Doesn't sort of sound right that Ad Kedei Kach, that we should be in Golus and we should have to, we have to go through Sich Soros. And he says, what it really means is, the Rabbi Shalom, when he gave us the Torah, he wanted us to learn Torah, Sheni Oiskim B'Torah, Kedei Shetisatzim Nishmaseinu B'Atzmus V'Ruchnius Ugdushes Mekor Meitzi HaTorah. He wanted us to fuse with the Torah, that our Atzmius, that our very essence of a Jew should be Torah. L'chein Nosnak Rosh Baruch Hu Teiras Emes Yisrael B'Matona. We should never forget it. And he explained it to us. He wanted that the Ramach Evrim and the Shtar Gidim, they should be evolved with the Ramach Mitzvah, Sasei, and the Shtar Lois Sasei Shem HaTorah. V'im hoyu oiskim ba'atayra ala kavona hazois, hoyu heimo merkovo v'heichel ishchinosu yizbaruch, shehoysa ashchina mamish bekirubom. We would have a kesha between the Rabbi Shem and ourselves. Torah would be different. We would be different. You know, I'm also involved with this sort of thing. Nowadays, and maybe we can be proud of it. See, you've got this poster here for Torah Way. We advertise, there are brochures, there are posters, there are photos of Torah events, and everything is hyped up to that everybody should know and see what's going on. And yet, on the one hand, I suppose that does show we've reached somewhere. We're not ashamed, Baruch Hashem. But there are times when one has to take a deep breath and think, Torah is perhaps, it's more for us to internalize than to go into the street. And what the Bach here is saying is that the Atzmius of a person and the Atzmius of Torah, they have to fuse together. And if that doesn't happen, then Kaviyochel the Rebbeinu Shlom is unhappy. There is a Gemara in Ksubas, I'll try to say it over very quickly. I saw this over, there's a Gemara in Ksubas which I'm sure you all know. At the time of the Churban, we're told that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai met a young girl. If she wasn't so young, it was pierced from the ground, she'd already be married, the daughter of the Agduman ben Gurion, and she was in dire poverty. And he says, he remembers what she was like at the time of Achasna, what sort of ksuba she had. She came from a very wealthy family. And Chazal tell us that when he met her, he was Reichel al Chamoya, and she was Melaketes Sa'irim ben Gloli behemton shel Aravim. She was gathering barley between the feet of the animals of the Arabs. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Ashreichem Yisrael, Bizman Sha'isim Ratzoyna Shel Mokum, Ein Kaluma Veloshin Sheletis Behem. Bashas the Kal Yisrael do Ratzoyna Shel Mokum, there's no people that has dominion over them. But when they don't do the Rosh Hashemokim, then there's nothing which doesn't have dominion over them. Mosrom biad umo shvalo, v'loi biad umo shvalo, biad behemton shel umo shvalo. The animals of the Arabs, that's where she was collecting, that's where she was trying to gather some barley. So there's a maral. And this maral, I saw from Yehuda Leib Don Yechia, Sefer Birka Yehuda, he says he heard from his Rebbe of Chaim Brisker, heard from the old blind Magid in Minsk, a Hezba, and this Maral. What is the Ashreichem? The Ashreichem is, Baruch Hashem, if no Ummah is, or Loshen is shown over us. But how can you say Ashreichem when this girl is in dire poverty, when she's collecting serum, she's collecting barley between the dung, the excrement of the animals, of Arabs, we've sunk so low, and that's Ashreichem. And the Maral says, in Netzach Yisroel, that's the Atzmus Shel Yisroel. What is Atzmus Shel Yisroel? It says, if you take a stone, the Chokrei HaTevas will tell you, if you leave a stone out in the field, a rock, it'll gather moss and so on, earth, and over the course of time, it'll get bigger. But if you scrape away whatever's grown around it, you put it into a building, it's the same rock, it's the same stone it always was. It hasn't lost really anything. If you take a tree, you can cut off a leaf from a tree, you can have a branch of a tree, the tree will remain as it was. If you pull the tree out by its roots, it's finished. Everything has what is its atzmius and the things which are appendages to it, which are not absolutely necessary. The roots are absolutely necessary. If you take an animal and you stunt its growth, it's still alive, it's still an animal, so it won't grow. If you take a knife, you shecht it, it's finished. That's not an animal anymore. A human being is different. What's the atzmius of a human being? The seichel a person has. That's the difference between us and animals. Take away the seichel from a human being, chmon litzlon, in a sense we're worse than animals. The atzmius of Yisroel is Torah. It's Torah and mitzvahs. Take that away, what sort of Yisroel is that? It's not just an appendage, not just something which is grown. This is what a Yisroel has to be. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said. And what the Ashreichem is, we can get back to that. See, you realize there's nothing else. When you have Torah and there's Torah mitzvahs, Ein umav v'losh shletes b'hem. Then we, be'emes, we're the teferis of the world. Everybody is mekane, everybody is jealous, everybody looks up to the Am Yisroel. Churban is Rachman Litzlan. Churban is when they jeer at us, when they mashbel us, when they're trampling on us. And that's because there's something wrong with us. Our atzmius, something in our atzmius which is missing. That atzmius is our kesher, true kesher with Torah. Because the atzmius of the Kol Yisroel is like seichel is to a person, so to Torah is to a Jew. And if we have that, then no umma loshin can be sholit over us. May we be zeicha, Baruch Hashem, there's ribi safsanim, ribi Torah in the Kol Yisroel, be zeicha to be able to internalize that Torah. And that way we'll be zeicha, Baruch Hashem, Yisbarach, Bekarav, to come together the whole of the Kol Yisroel. We say every day in the Shmonesa, Shemon Meisamikosh, Vasein Chalkein, Vasein Sechel, that our real chelik Torah, that we'll really appreciate then, when we'll be together with the rest of the Kol Yisroel, in Eretz Yisroel, but be as you see it, and Kenim, everywhere.